Thank you, everybody, for being here. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the managers and coaches and the sabermetric stuff throughout the game who made this possible for me, because that's why I'm up here right now. Secondly, I want to thank the front office and Kevin and everyone who made the executive decision to move me to center field this year. I've always felt like that's been my prime position my whole life, and when I got the news and before spring training or in spring training, I was very excited to hear about that, and I feel like being out there gives our team the best chance of winning each and every day, so I'm very thankful for that. I also want to thank the outfield coaches I've had along the way, Skeeter Barnes, George Hendrick, and Rocco Baldelli. They've helped me so much throughout my development through the minor leagues and, coming up the last few years is, just getting the best of the best coaching. And, Rocco was available for me each and every day this year, and I couldn't tell him how much I appreciate everything he did for me and the scouting reports we get and all that stuff. It all translates in the game, so I really appreciate that. And lastly, I appreciate the two teammates, Chris Archer and Jake Odorizzi, for coming out here. None of my other teammates showed up, and I love making plays for these guys. And honestly, though, it really, really does mean a lot that you guys are here. So I'm all improvising all this, so now we can take questions from everyone.
You're not going to thank Kevin Cash, your manager, your team president, Brian Ault, for being here too? Or
yes. You did? Enough? I reference him.
All right.
Kevin, thank you for letting me go do what I have to do. We honestly do have a great relationship, and he always just tells me to be aggressive out there and just do what I do. So he's a lot of fun to play for, and I really do appreciate him.
All right, we'll open up to questions. Raise your hand. Craig will come to you with the microphone.
Kevin, you've talked about this. This is an award you've wanted. This was your goal for the year. When you finally found out you were getting the award, what did that feel like?
You know, it was the most satisfying feeling ever, just to finally know for sure, because it was something I anticipated throughout the whole year, but I wasn't thinking about it too much. But, I'd be lying if I saying it wasn't on my mind. And once I did find out, it was just such a great honor. It's something that, I look back on just thinking, I had no idea where I was going to go to college 2 weeks before. I did end up at my junior college, and all I wanted to do was play at Purdue University and just help my family out by getting a scholarship. And a lot has happened the last 5 years ever since I got drafted. And to, say I won a gold glove is such a cool thing. And I just hope I'm in this discussion for many more years. But it means the world to me, and it's such an honor.
Kevin, you had Ken Pillar and Mike Trout as the other finalists. What does it say to sit, to be in that realm and to have the other the managers and that voted for this think that you were the best defensive center fielder in the American League?
It's just those other guys who got it are very well deserving as well. And I was just telling guys, I said, if you play center field in the big leagues, like, you have to go out there and handle your business. There's not a center fielder out there who can't go out there and play defensively, especially because you're the leader of that defense. So, the guys who I got the nod over, it's just crazy to think about just that this is happening in my life right now, and just such a cool feeling. And like I said before, the managers and the coaches, I can't thank them enough for choosing me to get this. And I think I finally have earned recognition throughout the league for what I can do out there defensively. And it's just a really cool thing for me, because I didn't ever really think anything like this would be possible for me. But, here I am today, and it just kind of gives me a taste of what my future could be like, especially as far as the defensive side of things go. And it's something I've taken pride in my whole life. And I absolutely love making plays for my pitchers and helping the team out best I can out there. And like I said, I just hope I'm in this discussion for many more years, because it really does mean the world to me.
Speaking of that competition, Kevin, it seems like in years gone by that error totals and fielding percentage and even offense or cumulative success of a particular player would often impair a younger player from winning the award, at least for a year or two. And here you are, maybe this is a vote for new metrics and stuff like that, but you just rose to the top right away. Comment on all of that, if you would, any of it.
Yeah, and that's something I heard this whole year from teammates and other guys as well, saying, you know, this isn't just a defensive award. You have to do other things as well. And, you know, it's so true, but, you know, I was hoping throughout the whole year that I did enough where, you know, I feel like it'd be tough not to give this award to me. And as far as the errors and all that stuff goes, I know that comes into play as well, but, you know, I'm not going to change my game to try to win this award by any means, because I'm an aggressive outfielder and I'm going to try to make plays and try to throw guys out when I feel like it's needed and the situation's right. And I never worry about making an error. And it's something that I was told last year when I first got called up to the big leagues. You know, I made a couple really not so smart of plays, and I was told it's okay to make an aggressive mistake rather than being passive. And that's something that helped me a lot. And, you know, my teammates weren't bashing me or anything like that. So it made me feel a lot more comfortable, because that's the way I've been my whole life. And I enjoy putting my body on the line and throwing guys out, doing certain things like that, because, you know, it's a big momentum swing for your team. And, you know, that's just in my DNA. It's how I've been my whole life. And, you know, I'm an aggressive outfielder, and that's what you're going to get with me.
Kevin, when did you find out you won the award, and who'd you tell before tonight?
I found out roughly around October 8th or 9th. So I've known for quite a while now. So this past month, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me about it, and I've been playing dumb with a lot of people, because people at Rawlings and MLB and other people have asked me to keep it secretive. And, you know, I said, okay, I respect that. And I promise you can trust me. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and let it get out by any means. But I told both of my brothers, and I told one of my buddies who was supposed to go out to New York with me this coming Friday, because they have to get all the flight information and stuff like that. My first buddy bailed on me, though. So I then had to tell another buddy. So four people knew going into this. And but yeah, it was tough, though, just trying to tell everyone, just hearing stuff, people saying, well, I think this guy's going to win it because so-and-so. And I'm just up here, like, just knowing the back of my mind, I know I won. I'm just playing along with them, just being like, yeah, you know, he's a great player, but it's just in the voters' hands right now. I've done all I can do on the field, so we'll see what happens going here forward. But I said, I don't know, we'll see November 10th or whatever it is today. So yeah, I've been playing dumb for the past month, so finally I can let it out to the whole world and not be so secretive anymore.
Kevin, talking to other opposing managers and hearing them say that their players, when they're in BP, hitting balls into the gaps, whether it's in right center or left center, and hearing their players go, you know, Kiermaier's got that one. How does that make you feel, knowing that you're now basically the guy that people look at and say, you know, you can't hit that there against Tampa Bay because 39's going to get it on either side?
Yeah, I just go back to... it's just crazy to me. And, you know, I've been a good defender my whole life, but, you know, to get that kind of recognition right there from when Joe Girardi said that, and I heard about that the first time, I just couldn't believe it, because there's a lot of guys who have said great things about me throughout the game who have been around for a long time. So when people say certain things that they have this past year, you know, I put a smile on my face and I just say it's really cool, but, you know, deep down I'm a lot more excited than what I show about it, because it really does mean the world to me, and this is all I ever want to do in my life, and just to get the kind of recognition I have throughout this past year is just such a cool thing for me, and hopefully step one to many more years to come filled with this. So I'm just very humbled and honored to get this award.
Kevin, since you've now won it, of all the plays you made this year, which one is your favorite and why?
It's definitely got to be the one in Baltimore when I robbed the homer of Machado when Archer was throwing. And, you know, the crazy thing about that is before the game, that was I think that was the first game of that series when we got there, and I was interviewed before the game about playing outfield there. And I said, you know, it's one of those things where this fence isn't as tall as what other fences are. So I said, anytime you have a chance to make a spectacular catch against that fence, is going to make it look so much better, because it's going to look like you jump super high because the fence isn't as big. And then sure enough, the first play of that game, you know, I make that play, and I seen the video so many times, and seeing what people say about it and Archer's reaction was just really cool. And I think that was, you know, maybe the changing point to, you know, the Gold Glove Award maybe. And just to make that play right there and just show people around the world what I could do was a really cool moment for me. So, Neil, I think that one definitely takes the cake. And throwing 100 was pretty cool too, but I think the catch was my favorite.